This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. It looks like we got disconnected.
Yeah, I was talking away and you were gone.
Sorry about that. Okay, so
remind me where we were.
Okay, I think I was asking you what exactly, what existing debt is it? Is it credit cards, things like that?
Well, it's just business debt, vendor debt.
Okay.
Vendor payments. So we would use it for that. And then we have some larger projects coming up. So I'm going to be buying from those same vendors. So I just need to get some things caught up.
Okay. And is that for like materials and things like that, or?
It is. Yes, it is.
Okay, vendor payments for materials.
Like I said, we're behind. You'll find my credit rating is terrible. Two, 3 years ago, it was over 800, and now it's below 600. So I'll just tell you that up front. But okay. We're a small business, and it's really taking its toll.
It happens. How's your husband's credit?
His is probably in the 700 range because I ended up signing all the paperwork, so it tends to hit me harder than it does him. So.
Puts it all on yours, huh?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so how much would this free up for you for your cash flow? Do you just want to pay? Is it because it would pay it off faster and earlier, or?
Well, yeah, and just because I'm close to some credit limits, and as I said, I've got new work coming up, so I'm going to be hitting close to my credit limit, so it frees up that to be able to just continue doing work with some of our vendors.
Okay, are these like lines of credit?
No, it's just, I don't know how to, okay, like Worth Wood Group, we have a $50,000 credit line,
mm-hmm.
and I've got $25,000 of it full, and I'm about 60 days on part of that, so I'd like to, I have to stay within inside of 60 days to be able to continue to purchase. So I want to pay those portions off so that I'm current on that, which frees me up some to buy more, but also from a monthly payment perspective, I'm not making those payments all the time.
Okay. Makes sense. Perfect. And have you ever had a working capital loan before? You said you had,
right? We had one through you guys at one time, I think.
Oh, okay. And
yeah, I think so.
And was this back in, let me see, it looks like you have UCC filing for 2014?
Right.
Okay. Have you had one since then, or do you have one now?
Well, there is one now through, and I thought how long it was through you guys, but apparently it's through BizFi.
Okay, with BizFi.
It's below, I want to say it's down around 70,000 maybe.
The balance is about 70,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have what are the payments like on that one right now?
Well, right now we're making $250 a day.
$250 a day. And how much did you guys borrow originally?
I don't honestly know. I want to say it was around, by the time they got through with the fees and everything, it ended up being like the 180 range.
180? Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the term they gave you?
I don't know. It wasn't long. It was 12 or 18 minutes. I don't know.
Okay. That's fine.
These loans drive me crazy because I think I know what I'm doing, and then I never seem to know what I'm doing.
It happens. So how soon were you looking to bring this on?
Well, I've got new projects starting next week. We actually just got $400,000 in work let go, so I'm looking for something soon if we can.
Okay, that's fine. We can get started fairly quickly for you. And I know you guys said your credit was fairly bad, your husband's was fairly good, so that'll kind of even it out. What were your guys' gross annual sales last year?
Last year... Let me see if I can pull that up here. And last year we were running three different businesses. But on Tika, which is where I'd like to keep everything, Tika. Gross sales last year were 2.584.
Cool. And how are you guys looking this year? Are you up or are you down?
We are up this year. As of today, I am at 2.3 already.
Oh, wow. How much are you guys, how much do you expect to project for this year?
Well, we've got at least another 400 coming in on the one we just did yesterday. So we're going to hit probably something over 3 million this year.
That's amazing. You guys are growing.
We are growing, but sometimes that's not good. We've grown a little fast for our own good.
Yeah. Can't keep up, huh?
Yep, it's making it a little difficult.
And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2008.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and have you looked into other financing? Have you applied with any other companies or your bank or anything like that for this particular?
Not recently, no.
Not recently, okay. Okay, so, you know, you kind of know the gist of a working capital loan, you know how they work.
Right.
So what we'll do here is get you qualified for the largest amount, which should be no problem. You know, if you guys are at 2.5 last year and then reaching up to 3 this year, we generally free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So at the minimum, you're at, you know, 250 to 300,000. So we should have no problem getting you the 200. And we'll qualify you for the largest amount with the longest term. And then
if it's up to 250, that would be great. That just gives me a little more breathing room.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, the largest amount with the lowest with the longest term obviously helps me tremendously there.
Yeah. So what? And then we'll get you your approval and then work backwards with you from there and let you take, you know, how much you want for how long and payment options and everything like that.
Right.
But the first step is getting you the actual approval.
Right. Absolutely.
And so in order to issue out an approval, there's a couple things I would need from you.
Okay.
It would be your, I'll send you an email, so don't worry about writing this down or anything like that. It would be the one-page application, your last 6 months bank statements, and your most recent tax return.
Okay. All right.
And then do you guys take credit cards for payments?
We do take credit cards. We try not to take credit cards. On some of the residential, we do, but we are, I will tell you this, we're trying to make a swing back. We've got about 8 residential jobs sitting out here, and then we're kind of done with residential and going back into commercial.
Oh, okay.
Residential has not been kind to us.
Okay, so you're just kind of working these last jobs out and then sticking to commercial?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to work these last jobs out, and then we're going back to commercial.
Okay, perfect. So do you have merchant statements for the past 4 months? Have there been any payments?
There have been minimal. I'm going to say probably less than $10,000 a month.
Oh, okay. So it really doesn't make, it's really not that big of a chunk.
It's not. It's really not. It's very minimal.
Okay, then we'll probably just stick with the bank statements then that shows here.
Yeah, I mean, that would be my suggestion because, like I said, it is very minimal on what we do there.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Then we'll just do the 6 months of bank statements to look at that and then the tax return itself. Do you have 2015 or is that on extension?
I do have it. I just bought it last week, actually.
Oh, okay. And so has everybody else.
Yep, everybody's gotten them. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, when we get off the phone here, I'll go ahead and I'll send out that email, and it'll have the application attached along with the short list of documents we would need. How soon do you think you can get those into me?
Possibly today, because I've just sent a bunch of that same information to my CPA. So I do have it already scanned. My only caveat is I've got guys here, we're switching phone systems. So at some point, my internet and everything's going to be down for an hour or two. So it may be later today. If not today, definitely tomorrow morning.
Okay, perfect. And once you get them into me, we can usually get the approval within about 48 hours.
Okay.
And move forward from there.
Sounds good then. I appreciate it.
Okay, perfect. And I will follow up with you. I'll follow up with you tomorrow if I don't hear anything back.
Okay.
The email itself, you can always reply and it goes directly to me, or you could, it'll have my direct dial on there as well. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Karen. I will talk to you tomorrow. And when you get the email, if you can, just reply to let me know you got it because sometimes it gets bounced back.
All right.
All right.
That sounds good. And like I said, though, also just remember it may be after lunch just because I'm expecting my internet to go down here at any moment. You're in here working.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay, so I'll go ahead and send that out to you, and I will be in contact with you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.